WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
National anthem from the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, and we send things over to tonight's PA announcer, Jeff Lamb, for our starting lineups.
Now let's meet the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Alleman Pioneers, number 22, Avery Rangel. Number 24, Avery Schmidt. Number 30, Annabelle Newhouse. Number 32, Claire Huckey. And number 44, Caroline Adam. The Pioneers are coached by Steve Ford. Now the starting lineups for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'2 junior guard, number 10, Grace Nelson. 5'6 junior guard, number 24, Caden Slidick. A 5'8 senior guard, number 34, Lauren Livingston. A 6'1 junior forward, number 40, Abby Davison. And a 5'11 senior forward, number 42, Audrey Peck. The Streaks are coached by Evan Massey.
Thanks to PA announcer Jeff Lamb here tonight in place of Bill Allison for the final game of the regular season. All right, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and Alleman Pioneers. Streaks in their home white, silver numbers, black and silver trim. Alleman in their road Kelly green, black numbers, and white and black trim. And, of course, the Pioneers will have the ball to start the game. That's the way it works. And hopefully this is the last time we'll ever see this.
We don't know,
but we hope. All right. It'll be Avery Schmidt inbound from just in front of our broadcast position. Backcourt to Avery Rangel. She'll be met by Caden Slidick and bring it across midcourt. Picks up, looks for help. Gets it out left side to Annabelle Nienhaus. Top of the key it goes to Caroline Adam. Right wing, this is Claire Holke, the freshman. Down on the right block, it goes to Schmidt. Puts it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up, misses, and the rebound comes away to Audrey Peck for the streaks. Galesburg on the run. Down it goes to Caden Slidek, pulls it back out, gives to Audrey Peck out high left side to Grace Nelson on the left wing. Grace to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Lauren on the dribble, high dribble. They could have called a carry.
Yeah,
missed that. I'm surprised he didn't. Now Lauren spins in the paint, can't get the shot, but she is fouled. And I believe it's going to go against Caroline Adam.
We'll see. Were three players there, but it will go against Caroline Adam. Her first, obviously, first foul of the game.
Yeah, it looked like that. It was like a dribble that hit the floor hard, came way back up by your head, and got away with it. Though hits the first free throw, streaks lead 1-0, 7:21 to play here in the first quarter. Final game of the season. Second shot up and good as well for Lauren Livingston. And it looks like Alamo was expecting full court pressure, but Streaks did not do that, and they'll pick up at midcourt. This is Annabelle Nienhaus with it, left wing, knocked away by Caden Slidek, but Rangel able to get it back. Now Schmidt goes right wing to Holke. Holke, the 5'10 freshman, top of the key to Adam. Left wing, this is Nienhaus. Puts it on the floor, brings it back out between the circles.
Going to get a five call.
Yeah, Nienhaus.
Good job by Grace Nelson. Yeah. Grace didn't overly pressure her. She just stayed with her, and they went deep towards the half-court line, and she never gave the ball up and just kept dribbling back and forth, and Grace just kind of shadowed her. So a nice shot by Grace Nelson.
Lauren Livingston, top of the key, dribbles left, crosses over, little runner inside the free throw line, no good. Rebound comes away to Nienhaus, gives way to Holke. Claire Holke on the dribble left side, met by Lauren Livingston. Top of the key, it goes to Schmidt. Now it's Adam back to Schmidt, top of the key. Avery Schmidt fires a long three-pointer. Good.
Ooh, nothing but net.
Avery Schmidt gives Alamo the lead. 3-2. Quickly back the other way. Caden Slider thought about the three. Now penetrates. Nice defense by Schmidt. Knocked it away, but Abby Davidson comes up and looks for some help. Gets it off to Audrey Peck. Now Caden Slider, right wing, brings it back out high and gives to Grace Nelson between the circles. Grace out high left side to Audrey Peck. And now Schmidt gets in the passing lane, knocks it away, and comes up with a steal for Alamon. Pulls it back out, gives to Holke, and she lost it. I think it might have been knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Now goes gets loose, and Grace Nelson comes away with her streaks. Gives to Lauren Livingston. Wide open under the basket to Audrey Peck, running the floor, puts it up and in. Streaks lead 4-3, 5:47 to play first quarter. Nice fast break by the Streaks.
Interestingly enough, Schmidt's wearing her mask like a chin strap and has not been talked to about it.
You know, I remember the other night she was several times.
Ooh, I thought that was a held ball. They're going to call a hold on Cadence.
As Ford drove into the paint and looked like Cadence got a hold of the ball but gets called for the reach. That's her first foul, first team foul on the Streaks.
Schmidt's mask is nowhere near being improper. We've seen several girls play with it below the nose, but she's got it below her mouth. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, and I know one of the officials said something to her the other night. Nice move in the paint by Holke. Went to the right, spun back to the left. Good defense from Audrey Peck, but Holke was just able to get it up and in. That's her first basket. Make it 5-4. Alamon, 5:19 to play first quarter. Grace Nelson, right wing.
That definitely was not a freshman move right there, Tom. That was an experienced player out there. She did a nice job with that drop step.
Lily Hudgens, nice feed inside to Audrey Peck. Back outside, inside, outside to Lauren Livingston. Can't hit the three. Rebound comes away to Schmidt. As Kiara Kilgore, Lily Hudgens are in for the Streaks along with Lauren Livingston, Grace Nelson, and Audrey Peck. Bounce to Ford. Out high right side to Schmidt. Down the right side of the lane. Got past the defender.
We're going to get a foul on the floor.
Oh, nope. They're going to come out. They're going to call who? Grace? Nope.
No, Cadence or Audrey. I think it's Audrey. Because is Cadence on the floor right now?
Nope, no, she's not. So it had to be Audrey. So there's our under five timeout. 4:50 to play. So Audrey Peck picks up the foul. 4:50 to play first quarter. It is Alamon 5, Galesburg 4. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Inbound, the in-house looks, pass knocked away by Audrey Peck. Grace Nelson comes away with it for the Streaks. Down court it goes to Lily Hudgens. Faked the shot, but lost it off the elbow, I think, of Hulkey. Goes to the floor, and they're going to say Hulkey touched the end line. And it'll go back to the Streaks. It'll be Grace Nelson inbound from the left baseline. Don't want to get a five call.
Yeah, I got
to
get that in.
Oh, fine. That pass gets stolen away, though, by Nienhaus out near the top of the key. She'll bring it down left side. Good defense by Lily Hudgens. Lily's going to get called for the foul, though. Kind of brought it. She, rather than holding her ground, she kind of leaned in and brought the arm
well,
down a little bit.
Yeah, and it was a better play by Nienhaus there. Good job by Lily being in the right place there. But the unfortunate thing for her is that because she put her arm up so early, Nienhaus knew that if she went under her armpit and just jumped up into her, she was going to get the foul called, and that's what happened.
She picks up the first free throw, make it 6-4 as the Alamon League. Cadence Leidig back in. Abby Davidson as Lauren Livingston and Audrey Peck will get a rest. Capri Ferguson, the sophomore, set to check in as well. She will spell Grace Nelson. So Capri Ferguson, Cadence Leidig, Kara Cougar, Abby Davidson, and Lily Hudgens in for the Streaks. Second shot is up and good for Nienhaus. 7-4 is the Alamon lead. Bree Ferguson on the dribble, brings it across, bounces to Kara Cougar between the circles, left wing, Cadence Leidig. Cadence bounces for Lily Hudgens out high right side. It's a pick from Kara Cougar, goes to the right wing, picks up, now out high right side, Abby Davidson. Abby hands off to Capri Ferguson, she'll reset out near the center circle. 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. Kiara Kilgore to Abby Davidson. Now Capri Ferguson out high right side. Top of the key, Lily Hudgens. Back to Capri Ferguson. She'll reset for the Streaks. Goes in against Wrangell. Now gets to Lily Hudgens right side. Top of the key, Kiara Kilgore fakes left. Goes right to the elbow. Kicks out to Lily Hudgens. Lily stops. Now Cadence Leidig back to Capri Ferguson between the circles. Good defense from the Pioneers. Kiara Kilgore out high left side. Gives to Lily Hudgens, left wing, thought about the three, now pulls the trigger and got it. Lily Hudgens, she thought about it for a second, said, you know what, you're not going to guard me, I'll go ahead and make this, and we're tied at 7.
Yeah, good job by Lily. Usually that doesn't go over well when you kind of think about it for that long, but nice shot by Lily. She squared it up, and you're right, they weren't respecting her three-point shot, and she was able to drill it.
This is Nienhaus right side, gets mid-post to Hulkey, and Lily's going to be called for the foul, had a hand on her back.
That's going to be 2.
So that's the second on Lily, and that's already 14 fouls on the Streaks. Lauren Livingston, Grace Nelson back in as Lily Hudgens, Capri Ferguson will head to the bench. 3:22 to play first quarter. We're tied at 7. It'll be Avery Wrangell to inbound. Out high it goes, nearly knocked away by Abby Davidson, but Schmidt able to corral it, and she's got it top of the key. Hands off to Wrangell. She'll dribble left, crosses over, back to the free throw line, gives to Schmidt out high. Top of the key, thought about the three twice, now goes down the right side of the lane, pushes off, now kicks out to Hulkey. Hulkey dribbles left, gets to Nienhaus out high on the left side, out near the sideline. Now to Wrangell out left to the center circle, working against Cadence Leidig with under 3 minutes to play in the quarter. We're tied at 7. And now a travel. I don't know.
Wrangell, I did not see that.
She picked up and passed it to Hulkey, and I don't know. I thought maybe a carry, maybe. I wasn't even sure about that.
Streaks will take it, but yeah, I didn't see it either.
Inside it goes to Abby Davidson. Turns, puts it up and good. Took some contact on the feed from Lauren Livingston. Abby Davidson with her first basket and make it 9-7 Streaks. They have the lead again with 2:33 to play first quarter. Avery Wrangell with it, working against Cadence Leidig. Close to getting a 5 call, and got to be.
Oh, how was that not 5?
Yeah.
I think we got it on the far side of the floor.
No, she called the, Steve Ford called the timeout.
Because, oh, he did. Okay,
because
I
watched his hand even count 5 right in front of us. But, oh, well. All right, this is a 30
full.
Full timeout, 2:24 to play here in The first quarter, Streets lead 9-7, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide transportation to all Streets road games. Well, we got to go in one of their vehicles on Tuesday night. Brad and Steve have been last night and tonight, and Brad will continue along with Sean and Jake once football starts next Friday night, and they'll be on the road. And you're going to go to want to check out. One of the things you're going to want to check out is the brand-new redesigned Nissan Rogue. Man, some unbelievable technology at a great price as well. They've got a bunch in stock, but they're going quickly. You want to get out there and check that out. If you thought the Rogue was too small, which I don't, I actually like the size of it, it's slightly bigger now, and just it's got a different look to it, and even it already looked modern, more modern look. Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Go see them at 2080 North Henderson Street. It will be Schmidt inbound in the backcourt. It goes to Rangel. With 2:20 to play in the quarter, Streets leading 9-7. Schmidt between the circles out left side. It goes to Hulke. Hulke top of the key to Ford, and she fires a three. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the dribble. Brings it across left side. And it gets knocked away. Grace Nelson able to run it down out by midcourt. Back to Lauren on the left side. Left baseline. It goes to Audrey Peck. Back to Grace Nelson. Out high left side, left baseline to Lauren Livingston. Nice dish inside Audrey Peck. Oh, couldn't get the bunny to fall. Abby Davidson with a rebound, can't hit. Audrey Peck with a rebound, puts it up and in. Great hustle on the offensive glass by the Streets. 11-7, biggest lead of the ball game for Galesburg. Nienhaus, right wing. Backdoor, try to get to Schmidt, knocked away by Abby Davidson. Oh, I thought he was going to point our way initially, but Abby reached and tapped that one away. As Abby Lingenfelter will check in, she'll give Abby Davidson a breather with 1:30 to play here in the first quarter. Rangel to inbound from the left baseline. Out high it comes. Ooh, and Abby Lingenfelter near steal. Schmidt comes away with it. Now Rangel right baseline for 15. Good, Avery Rangel.
Who shot that last three for them?
Ford. Now,
nice move by Cadence Leidick. What number is she?
Ford is 44. Or Adam, I'm sorry. Okay. Adam. Did I say Ford?
Yes, that's you've been why. Saying Ford the entire game, and I'm like really confused over
where,
here.
I don't know where I got that. Steve Ford, I don't know, their sophomore coach's name.
I'm like looking around my roster. I'm like,
Adam
where?
Is in there. I apologize for that. So Cadence Leidick gets the two up and in. Streets lead 13-9.
Been looking all night for this Ford
for.
Player.
It's the coach over there. Oh, sorry about that. His daughter doesn't play anymore. He played for the league anyway. All right. It's Nienhaus, 44 to play. Left wing to Rangel with 41. Now this is Schmidt. Drives in left side, and foul's going to be called on Audrey Peck. That'll be her second now. That's going to put Avery Schmidt at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 3 points on a three here in the ball game. 35.5 to play here in the quarter.
I think the official may have been just talking to Schmidt about her mask situation.
And that did happen up there, too. I do specifically remember that because she was inbounding right in front of me. I was on she makes the first free throw. I was on the stage right on the baseline, and the official was getting ready to hand her the ball and said something about it and then went over to the scorer's table and said something. So I don't know if it was a warning or what. In for the Pioneers is Annie Rouse, a 5'6 sophomore, as she spells, let's see.
Nice job being strong right there by Audrey Peck. She's going to get the foul called. I think it's going to go against Hulke or Adam. Couldn't see the number. It's going to go against Adam.
Adam, Caroline. Or Adam, not Ford. Ford, either one. Ford, Adam, whatever. That's her second either way. 30 seconds to play. Cadence Leidick out high right side. Tap of the key. Kiara Kilgore back in. Thought about the three. Now looks around. Drives down the right side of the lane. Puts it up off the glass. No, but she's fouled. Nice job by Kiara. It's like, well, you just wait long enough. Something will open up, and it did.
Should be against Rouse.
Does go against Andy Rouse. That's her first, and Kara Kilgore goes to the free throw line with two shots with 20.3 to play and rattles the first one home. Capri Ferguson back in. Abby Davidson checking in as Audrey Peck will go to the bench. And who went out? Who else went out? Oh, Grace Nelson. Second shot for Kara. Up and perfect.
Boyd still haven't started up at Allman at Don Morris Gymnasium.
All
it
right.
Sounds like the freshman and sophomore games ran long up there.
Okay. Full court pressure this time from the streaks, and it comes to Rangel. No, actually, she was still out of bounds. They threw it to her. Now she gets it in to Sophia Fernandez, a 5-5 sophomore.
Double dribble called,
and that's
five turnovers now on the Pioneers, and she doesn't look like she agrees with the call.
Yeah, I was kind of blocked. I didn't see it. As Grace Nelson checks in for Capri Ferguson, she'll inbound from the left baseline for the streaks. Looking, and
now we got five call. Yep. Well, they nearly got one last time they inbounded on the baseline. This time they will get one.
I think that was a little quicker than the line. We got more time last time, which probably should have been
right
last time.
And Coach Massey not happy about something that happened on that inbounds play. I'm guessing somebody didn't run it correctly.
Abby Lingefelter checks in. She'll play up on the ball. Inbound comes to Adam. Back to Schmidt with 12 seconds. Still in the backcourt. Gets it across. This is Nienhaus. Now Rangel, left side, drives in, kicks to Schmidt.
Travel.
Yeah, she caught the ball and then took a hop and then put it on the floor. That was, I've not seen that one before.
No, it's and
NBA-ish.
That's been what, is that now three or four turnovers we've had in the last 12 seconds of this game?
Yeah. 4.2 to play now. Kara Kilgore gets it in to Abby Lingefelter. Got to get a shot off from midcourt and gets it to Lauren Livingston. Lauren's going to fire from the volleyball spike line. Out the glass, no good. We have played one quarter of basketball. That is the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Alleman Pioneers. Galesburg 15, Alleman 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
15-10 Streaks lead after one. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, and the season finale for both teams. In fact, basketball all over the state of Illinois comes to an end today. Volleyball getting underway, football getting underway, soccer already underway. We had Western Big Six Championship in boys swimming today, girls bowling today. Streaks second in swimming. Sterling won that. The Streaks won the Western Big Six bowling title once again. All right, Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Grace Nelson, Lauren Livingston, Kiara Kilgore, Cadence Leidick, and Abby Davidson in for the Streaks. Tabitha Key, Kiara Kilgore out high left side to Grace Nelson. Abby Davidson mid post goes left, turns back to the right, kicks to Grace Nelson, 18-footer from straight on, rolls off. No good. Rebound taken away by Kiara.
Nice.
Kilgore lays it up and in.
That was a strong move, too, by Kiara because she was able to one-hand rebound that, hold the defense off, and then she kind of just flipped it on underhand and got it to fall.
And I thought she took some contact going up as well.
Right.
17-10 Streaks lead, 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Right wing, this is Rouse to Adam. And stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Lauren crosses over to the left side. Left hand up in the air. What a move by Lauren Livingston. Crossed over to the right hand with the left hand. And,
we're going to get a
foul
on Cadence.
For a reach. That's two on her. Well, nice move by Lauren as she went to cross over from the right to the left and then took it up off the left foot with the left hand, off the glass and in. Lily Hudgens in. She'll replace Cadence Leidick, who just picked up her second foul. 7-11 to play first half. Streaks with a 19-10 lead. This is Nienhaus across midcourt. Out high right side goes to Rouse. Now to Nienhaus down the right side of the lane. Shot partially blocked, I think, by Lily Hudgens, and Abby Davidson comes away with it for the Streaks. Grace Nelson to Lauren Livingston, left wing. Hesitation dribble, left baseline. Little runners up, no good. Abby Davidson with a rebound. Tried to get it up, falling to the floor. But she missed, and Lauren Livingston comes away with it. Top of the key, Grace Nelson. Right wing, Lily Hudgens. Oh, we've got Abby posted up there, missed her. Now gives to Grace Nelson. Out high left side, Kara Kilgore. Now Abby Davidson out high right side.
2-3 zone by Ellman.
Now it's Kara on the left wing. Drives baseline, gets behind the defender, up off the glass, too strong. Abby Davidson with a rebound, puts it up, no, but she's fouled. And I think it's going to go against Adam. If so, that's her third. Yes, it does go against Caroline Adam or somebody forward. Take your pick. Abby Davidson's going to go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. That was a nice move by Kiara. She's really good at that, kind of feeling out the defense, and then when he sees the opening there, lets the play develop, and then she goes, just couldn't get that one to fall.
Well, yeah, and the other thing was, I think four-fifths of the Allman team was in a 2-3, and one player was guarding, so once that one player vacated the spot she should have been in, Kara did a nice job getting the ball and going to that spot.
Abby missed both free throws. Kara got in there for the rebound and put it up. Couldn't hit it, but gets fouled, and that one goes against Holke. Picks up her first foul. That puts Kara Kilgore at the free throw line.
I think they gave it to Annie Rouse.
Okay.
Could they give it to 34?
Oh, okay. First shot up and good. 20-10, the Streaks lead. Five for Kiara. Make it still five. Her first miss from the line. Lauren leaves and knocked the rebound away from Adam as she's able to get it back. They've got her trapped in the corner now. Gets it off to Holke. Now it's Rouse. Down court it goes to Nienhaus. Left side cut off by Kiara Kilgore. Puts up the 10-footer. Good. Wow, that was a good shot because Kiara was coming right out on her. For Nienhaus with the basket. Now Lily Hudgens for three right wing. No good. Lauren Livingston with a rebound up off the glass. No, but Holke's going to pick up the foul this time. And that'll be her first, and Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks, who lead 20-12 with just under 6 minutes to play here in the first half.
That Nienhaus shot it stopped a 7-0 streak run going back to late in the first quarter.
Lauren missed the first. Streaks have had some struggles from the line this year as a
it's an understatement.
As a team, about, what did we say, 61% or so?
Yeah.
As Lauren hits the second. But she's 3 of 4 tonight.
And?
Oh, our first palindrome and our first Rush album, 21-12. Especially being on the laser, it makes sense. 21-12, our score. And a steal by Grace Nelson. Grace on the dribble, right side, leans in against Rangel.
Oh, nice job.
Foul.
Yes, that was huge. Grace did a great job. She absorbed the contact and still got the ball to go through the hoop. Very nice job by Grace Nelson.
So Grace, and I think I got to give Lily some credit down here defensively. I think she was the one that caused the spin where Grace was able to get the steal there, and absorbed the contact, put it up and in, and makes the free throw. That's her first 3 points of the game, and make it 24-12. Streaks 5:44 to play first half.
Streaks double up the Pioneers here in the second quarter. Let's see if they can keep this run going.
Adam left wing out between the circles to Schmidt. Right wing it's Rangel, the two Averys. Avery Schmidt, Avery Rangel. Rangel goes to the free throw line. Left wing to Nienhaus. Three-pointers up. No good. Weak side rebound. Kiara Kilgore to get it off to Grace Nelson. Grace on the run. Lily Hudgens right wing. Top of the key, Kiara Kilgore. Thought about the shot. Now puts it on the floor. Picks up and gives to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Lauren drives left baseline. Runner up. No good. Rebound. Abby Davidson fighting for it with Holke. And a jump ball. Possession arrow points toward the Pioneers. 5:06 to play first half. 24-12 is the Streaks' lead. Rangel will walk it up. She'll be met by Lily Hudgens midcourt. Brings it across left to the center circle. Goes to the left wing. Strictly right-handed dribbler.
Yes.
Stops at the free throw line, and Lily was playing to make her go that way. Now this is Adams stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the run. Nice look to Kiara Kilgore up off the glass and in.
Kara having a nice game.
She's got seven. Streaks lead 26-12. 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Holke, left wing, puts it on the floor. Stops, top of the key, bounces for an...
I don't know about that one.
And Abby Davis is going to get called for the foul from behind. I'm not sure the official was in a good position to make that. She was calling for the baseline, and Abby had her back to her.
Well, and Holke threw that to the left hip, which is exactly where Abby Davidson was standing.
Yeah. Our under five timeout, 4:30 to play here in the first half. It's Galesburg 26, Alleman 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, 4:30 to play first half. Streaks with a 26-12 lead over the Alleman Pioneers. But pretty good game so far for Galesburg. And, you know, the shots that Alleman's made, a lot of them were with pretty good defense on them.
Yeah, and realistically, there haven't been a lot of them recently, as the streaks currently are on a 13-2 run dating back to late in that first quarter. And we saw at the beginning of the game, a 7-4 lead by Alleman, and that was pretty much all she wrote from that point. The Streaks were able to get the lead and have held it ever since.
Streaks come out with Kara Kilgore, Lauren Livingston, Caden Flydick, Audrey Peck, and Grace Nelson. Pioneer starters come back out on the floor, and it'll be Avery Schmidt at the free throw line, and this is a chance to win a bonus. Now, both teams with a 7 fouls. Alleman's piled up quickly here late in the here in the second quarter. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. She's got 5. 26-13 is the Streaks' lead. Second shot for Avery Schmidt. 5'9 junior puts it up and in. Grace Nelson gives to Cadence, light it. Cadence goes to the right wing, stops. That kicks out to Kara Kilgore, top of the key. Back to Cadence on the right wing. Puts it on the floor. Now looks like they're all in the, no, they're not.
No, are they doing a box and
see, that's
one?
What I'm not sure of, because they were guarding Grace. No. Yeah, because Wrangell didn't go with her that time.
It almost looks like they're in a 1-3, a lazy 1-3-1.
Oh, nice backdoor pass from, a charge called on
Kiara
Kilgore.
I don't know about that one.
Nice backdoor pass to Kiara, and she put it on the floor, tried to position herself to get under the, not so far under the basket for the shot. And, I don't know. Got called for the player control foul. That is her first, and it'll go back the other way. That was unfortunate. She was going to get another two, it looked like. Wrangell stops out high left side, gets to Nienhaus out high on the right side, gets a pick from Schmidt. Gives to Adam out high left side, left wing to Wrangell with 3:50 to play. And, now
it's a third on Cadence now, and that was just a ticky-tack call.
Wow, I'm not sure where that came from. That is 3 on Cadence Leidick, so quickly Lily Hudgens out.
I just appreciate the demonstrative call he made on that, too. When he went to the scores table, he acted like she ripped the ripped the wrist down. It's like, if anything, it was a hand check.
Wrangell at the free throw line misses the first. Kara Kilgore with a rebound for the Streaks.
It's the fourth rebound for Kara.
Left corner, Kara now to Grace Nelson out high. Back to Lauren Livingston left corner. Fires a 3. Good! Her first 3 of the ball game. She's got 8. Make it 29-14. 3.5 to play first half. Wrangell on the dribble right side. Goes to the wing. Comes back to left, gets a pick from Schmidt, stops top of the key, fires with a foot inside the three-point arc, can't hit. Rebound, Lauren Livingston, Streaks on the run. Lauren, cross midcourt left side, goes to the wing, out high it goes to Grace Nelson. Grace back to the left, now to Lauren, out between the circles, right wing Lily Hudgens. Swing it over to Lauren on the left wing. Inside it goes to Kara Kilgore. Nice dump off to Audrey Peck, 5-footer up, no good. And the rebound comes away to Wrangell for Alleman. Wrangell, right wing, gives out high to Schmidt on the right side, working against Kara Kilgore with under 3 minutes to play in the half. Schmidt dribbles left, spins back to the right, top of the key, gives out high right side to Wrangell, working against Lily Hudgens, gets a pick from Adam, now swings the left baseline to Schmidt, and she couldn't hold on.
Well, lazy catch attempt there by Schmidt, and she's tired. She's calling to come out of the game right now because she's gassed, and you could tell right there that ball was thrown down to her, and she just tried to put up one hand and reel it in instead of going after it and making the catch.
Yeah, and realistically, talking with Steve Ford, they only go 7 deep. So it's tough. I mean, he's got a lot of players over there on the bench, but not a lot of them are the
nice move.
Oh, Kiara down the lane, put up and in, and threw the foul. My goodness.
It's not often you see somebody swish it from layup range.
The foul goal. It's Hulke. That's her second foul. So that will put...
No, her third, according to the board.
Oh, so that one was on her then, I guess. I don't know. Kara hits the free throw. Freshman on freshman. Kara got the better of that matchup. Holke's going to go to the bench with 3 fouls. 32-14 Streaks lead, 2:29 to play here in the first half.
At this rate, Coach Ford might have to dip a little further into that bench.
Yeah. Wrangell goes right baseline to... Let's see, that's Sophia Fernandez in. Kara knocked it away from her, goes out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back.
Nope.
Or excuse me, I'm sorry, the Pioneers will get it back. It'll be wrangled inbound from the right baseline for the Pioneers. Looking, still not in, and out high, finally gets a knee in house between the circles.
Better job by Grace, though. We talked about it last night. There were a couple inbounds plays where she didn't find the ball, and one of them she luckily tipped down. That one she was looking for, just couldn't get deep enough on it.
Fernandez with it on the dribble, working against Lauren Livingston.
That was a clear-out push by Fernandez, yeah. No call.
Try to get Lauren off her. She nearly stole the ball, though, in the process. This is Wrangle, left wing, gets a pick from Adam, goes to the free throw line down the right side of the lane. The runner off the glass, no good. Rebound off the hands of Lily Hudgens, and Abby Davidson comes away with a loose ball, gives to Grace Nelson, 1:44 to play in the half.
Five rebounds now for Abby Davidson.
Left wing, Lauren Livingston, left elbow goes to Kiara Kilgore, back out to Lauren, fires a three, too strong. Rebound run down by Kiara on the left baseline. Brings it back out, gives to Grace Nelson. Grace dribbles right. It's picked from Abby Davidson. Picks up. Now Kiara Kilgore at the free throw line. Fakes a shot. Now takes an 18-footer. Good. My goodness. 10 in the quarter, 12 in the game for the freshman, Kiara Kilgore.
Nice job by Kiara right there. She, again, we saw that earlier with Lily. They didn't go out and guard her, and she thought better of it and made the shot. And right there, the same thing for Kiara.
And the in-house drives right side, puts it up and in. Now quickly back the other way. Lily Hudgens got pushed. Still got the runner up and in. No call, but Lily Hudgens with a nice move. She's got five, 36-16 streaks, 50 seconds to play in the half. Wrangle on the dribble. Pulls it out high, left side. Now back between the circles. Goes to the right, picks up. Bounces right wing for Fernandez. Fernandez cut off on the baseline by Kiara Kilgore. Pushed off again on Lauren. Now gives to Adam. Turn around, 15-footer right wing is no good. Kiara with a rebound.
6:29
to play in the quarter. Kiara, nice bounce pass, wide open. Abby Davis to right side. Oh, missed the shot. Rebound was brought down by, who was it? I think Kiara got it, tried to put it up and got fouled. No call. Now we're going to have a tie-up on the second miss.
I think it was actually...
Was it Lauren, maybe?
I thought it was Rouse that got the rebound.
Okay, but I meant the first one.
Yeah.
Possession arrow points toward the streaks. Grace Nelson will inbound from the left baseline for the streaks. And it comes to Lauren Livingston, fires a three, good from the left wing, her second of the game. 36-16, streaks are on fire with 13 seconds to play in the half. Wrangle out high left side, bounces left wing to Nienhaus. Dribbles right with five, now stop to the left elbow, spins now with three, looking for help, gets it out to Wrangle. She'll fire from the volleyball spike line, missed it badly, and we have played one half of basketball. What a second quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one half, it is Galesburg 39, Alleman 16. Come back with our halftime report, run down our halftime stats, talk more about this one. Streaks lead it 39-16. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Having bad credit doesn't mean it's the end of the road for you and your car buying journey. In fact, there are many car buyers with bad credit who qualify for financing on both new and used cars through YEM's Credit Acceptance Program. This is Dustin Cardenas, the Cadillac guy at YEM. We partner with many lenders, including Credit Acceptance, to guarantee credit approval. Whether you're on a fixed income, unemployment income, or you have multiple open auto loans or multiple repossessions, stop in soon and give us a chance to help with our Credit Acceptance Program at YEM.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Need a J-O-B ASAP? Head to Galesburg.info for the latest in local business listings. You don't have to scroll through endless job searches only to find openings 50 miles away. Find jobs available right here, right now at Galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report, brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg, and online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alleman Pioneers 39-16. The Streaks outscored the Pioneers 15-10 in the first quarter and 24-6 in that second quarter, and have run out to a big lead here at halftime. Well, Eric, you know, we know this Solomon team's not going to go away. They play hard. The problem is they have such a short bench.
Right.
That makes it hard. And again, the girls play really hard, so they get tired really easily. And you know, Coach Ford, was, before the game, was talking about the tired legs and worried about injuries and everything. So he may, like you said, have to substitute a little bit more liberally in the second half. Also, he's got some foul trouble. We've got two starters with three fouls, Caroline Adam and Claire Holke, both with three fouls. The Streaks, we do have Caden Slidick with three, a couple for Lily and a couple for Audrey Peck, but more dire for Alamut at this point as far as the foul trouble.
Yeah, and the other thing is, we've kind of talked about it, but not only do they have the traditional tired legs from this compact season, but again, they're playing four games a week at minimum, and so they've got a little bit more on that. And you could see it. I pointed out that one point where Avery Schmidt asked to come out of the game, and she looked absolutely gassed. She couldn't even go after a pass to her. So this is going to, it's always a tough thing, and yeah, they're not going to go away. In fact, they didn't even make the walk to the locker room. They're meeting over in the corner of the gym, and it's kind of summer basketball style. And
it is quite a ways to the locker room.
their locker room especially.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's going to be a tough thing, and they're going to keep playing hard, so you can't let up. But you got to feel pretty good if you're Coach Massey and the Silver Streaks at this point. Your offense seems to be clicking pretty well. Defense has played even better than the offense. And you're sitting here with a 23-point lead at half.
And he's been able to get players in and out. He's played nine players in the first half and gotten some big contributions off the bench from Lily Hudgens, Kiara Kilgore. Streaks looking good here in the first half as they lead it 39-16. As we mentioned earlier, the Illinois Fighting Illini with a win today. They play for the Big Ten Championship tomorrow. They defeated Iowa 82-71. They'll play Ohio State tomorrow afternoon. What time is that, like a 2 o'clock game?
2:30.
2:30 tomorrow afternoon. It'll be Illinois and the Ohio State Buckeyes. All right, Galesburg had boys in action as well. Have they finally gotten underway up there at
I have not seen a score from them yet.
Yeah, they had apparently the freshman game ran long, and then the sophomore game was running long, and that's the problem when you got three games tonight. We were lucky. We got to start a little bit early. There was no freshman game, a little bit earlier start, so that means we will get out of here a little bit earlier.
Don't jinx us.
Well, okay, that's true. I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done it. Streaks lead at 39-16. We'll take a timeout, come back, run down our halftime stats, and bring you the second half of basketball. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have two different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime. At firstumcgalesburg.org.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
The forecast from the Laser, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight tonight, low of 41. Rain through early afternoon tomorrow with clouds and a high of 50. Wind gusts near 40 miles an hour tomorrow night with showers becoming more likely after midnight, low of 36. Rain and sleet Monday morning, rain and snow afternoon, and a high of 37. Right now it's 51 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime, the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Alamut Pioneers 39-16. Sophomores won their finale here tonight 34-26. They had an outstanding season. I'm not even sure what the record was. I know they won of their last when we played down at Quincy, they had a horrible game, and they were really good from that point on, and the only other loss was to Quincy, and a good game they played them up here. All right, let's run down some halftime stats. Streaks with a couple of players in double figures in that first half. First off, the freshman Kara Kilgore with 12 points on four baskets and four for five from the free throw line. Lauren Livingston with 11 points, a couple of three-pointers, a two and three for four from the free throw line. Lily Hudgens came off the bench, 5 points, a three and a two. 4 points for Audrey Peck on a couple of baskets, two for Abby Davidson on a basket, two for Caden Slidek on a basket, three for Grace Nelson on a basket and a free throw. That's a traditional three-point play. 3 three-pointers in the half for the Streaks, and a little bit better from the line, 8 for 12 from the free throw line. For the Alamann Pioneers, they were led by Annabelle Nienhaus and Avery Schmidt, both with 6 points. Schmidt with a three and 3 for 4 from the line. Nienhaus with a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 2 for the freshman, Claire Holke. Streaks had just pretty much shut her down. Then she went out with foul trouble. She picked up her third foul. 2 points for Avery Rangel on a basket. Missed the front end of a 1-on-1. They were 5 for 7 from the line and the 1 three-pointer in the first half. But turnover was the story of the game for Alamann in the first half.
Yeah. Turnovers were a big key. They turned the ball over 10 times, 4 for the Streaks. Streaks also have dominated the boards. It's 19-6 at this point, wow. Tom. 9-1 on the offensive boards. Alamann only got up 13 shots in that first half. They were 5 for 13. Streaks, on the other hand, were 14 for 28, so shooting 50% from the field. They were 3 of 7 from downtown, 1 of 3 from downtown for Alamann. So Streaks just all around just dominating this game, and it started late in that first quarter. I've talked about it a couple times. The Streaks had taken a 13-10 lead after a free throw by Alamann, and from that point on, the Streaks outscored them 26-6.
Wow. Well, and you talked about the offensive rebounds leads to more shots. I mean, yeah. That's a big difference, and that's you spend, and that's something Coach Ford was talking about actually when I was talking to him before the game during the softball game, was that, you know, just like in football, he said, we played a lot of defense. We gave up a lot of second shots. He was talking about their game last night. He said, we played a lot of second shots and gave up too many offensive rebounds, and it comes back to haunt you.
Yeah, and it does. And realistically speaking, tiredness plays a factor in everything else, but you've got to find it. You just got to find down deep. This is your last game. Go out and leave everything on the floor, and that's what you want as a coach, is that in every game your team just comes out and leaves everything on the floor. And I think that's one of those things that they're just going to have to keep pushing, and the Streaks, on the other hand, are just going to look to continue to do what they've done well. And you would love to see the Streaks finish this game shooting as well as they have, get to more players in this game, and let everyone get an opportunity in this last regular season, or last game of the season. I shouldn't even have to say regular season.
I know,
season
it's hard. It's hard to get out of old habits.
Right.
All right. Now, just two of the starters for Alamann are seniors. In fact, they've only got three seniors on the roster. Let's see, one, two, yeah. So two of them, who is it? Nienhaus and Adam are both seniors. So, you know, these girls have something to play for. You're thinking about the future, that's for sure.
Right. And Holke, we haven't seen much from so far in this one, but Schmidt's looked pretty impressive so far. And so she's one of those players that I'm sure will look to parlay some success from this season into next year in her senior season.
Alamann with the basketball to start the second half. Streaks lead 39-16. Adam gives out high left side to Schmidt, working against Abby Davidson. Dribbles right. Abby cuts her off. Nice defense. Now Schmidt picks up, looks for help, hands off to Rangel. Brings it out between the circles, working against Caden Slidek. Bounces right side for Adam. Now out between the circles, Schmidt out high left side. It's Holke. Oh, back to a pass. Adam got free.
What
a nice recovery
block
by Audrey Peck. Blocked the shot right into the hands of Lauren Livingston. Lauren left side. Stop. Pulls up with a 17-footer. Short. Gets her own rebound. Fades away from the left baseline. Rolls left it in. 13 for the senior Lauren Livingston. 41-16, her final game here.
7 rebounds to go with that. 13 points.
41-16. Man, we might end up on a continuous clock. I should
we
say
might.
That. We could. Nienhaus drives. Oh, man, I think Grace is going to pick it up. Nienhaus drove on the
baseline.
It should
be Grace because it was a clean block, yeah, by Abby Davidson.
Because, in fact, Abby was blocked from getting any of the body of Nienhaus with Grace Nelson there. Yeah, Grace does pick it up. Got her with the body, but a good block. At least she wasn't going to get that basket up, and then Abby Davidson was there to swat it away. That puts Nienhaus at the free throw line with 2 shots. 6 points in the first half and misses the first free throw. She was 2 for 2 in the first half. 7:04 to play here in the third quarter.
Just the first foul for Grace.
Second shot for Nienhaus. Bounces off, no good. Rebound tapped around, and finally Schmidt comes away with it and gets out to Nienhaus. There was 3 white jerseys there. None of the 3 were able to crowd. They all got a hand on it, couldn't bring it in. Holke has it out high on the right side. Top of the key to Adam. Out high left side, it goes to Schmidt. Drives in, shot blocked by Audrey Peck again, and Abby Davidson comes away, but lost a handle on throw, and it goes out of bounds. I believe Audrey also is leading the conference in blocked shots, the total blocks. Left baseline, it'll be Rangel to inbound. Inbound pass comes to Schmidt. Grace Nelson got a hand on it. Schmidt able to pull it away at the free throw line. Fires a 15-footer. It's way short. They save it in bounds. I think Adam saved it in, but Lauren Livingston comes away with it for the streak. Lauren over the top to Abby Davis. It turns up off the glass and in. Abby with four. Lauren with the assist, 43-16, 6:20 to play here in the third quarter.
That was also Lauren's fourth assist of the game.
Looking at a triple-double, maybe.
As she has ways to go, but
yeah, I don't know if she'll get enough playing time to go for that either. This is Holke on the dribble. Out high left side, it goes to Niehenhaus. Dribbles left, gets a pick from Adam, goes toward the baseline, pulls it back out to Adam, out high left side, down the left block, tried to get it inside to Holke. Knocked away by Lauren Livingston. Grace Nelson comes up with it for the streaks.
Grace fourth steal.
Now Lauren, left baseline, 18-footer, no good. Abby Davidson skies for the rebound, can't get the put back to fall. And it was Holke coming away with it for Alleman. Now it's Schmidt, top of the key, left wing. It goes to Niehenhaus. 5:40 to play third quarter, 43-16 streaks. Steal by Cadence Leidick. And then she's fouled by Rangel.
Third path foul.
I thought Cadence was looking. He said, you're not going to call that on me, are you? I don't need my fourth foul. Because if it was, it would have been way too late after the steal to make the call. But I'm not even sure why that call got made anyway.
Right. It was a clean steal. She had a run out. Probably going to have an opportunity on a layup. But instead the play gets called that with that touch foul from behind.
So Rangel picked up the foul. That's her second. 43-16 streaks. Kara Kilgore in. Lily Hudgens in as Abby Davidson and Caden Fly to get a break. Kiara drives from the left side, leans it up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled by Sophia Fernandez.
Having a game, freshman. Having a game.
So she's got 14 now with a chance to make it 15 with a free throw. Puts it up. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound gets loose, and they're going to say it went off the streaks last.
4 of 6 now from the stripe for Kara.
14 points in the game, 5:23 to play, third quarter, 45-16 streaks.
She's also got 6 rebounds, Tom. Six rebounds in the second quarter.
Wow. This is Fernandez with it.
She really had a second quarter there. 10 points, right?
Or
12 points. No,
she had
points.
12 and a half, 10. And now a shot blocked. I believe it was Audrey that got the block. Lily Hudgens comes away with it. To Kiara Kilgore, top of the key, out high left side. It goes to Grace Nelson. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston thought about the three, puts it on the floor, kicks back out to Kiara Kilgore. Thought she was going to take the three, put it on the floor, gave it to Lily on the right wing. Back to Grace between the circles, 4:47 to play in the third. Grace dribbles left, Audrey Peck left wing.
Might have gotten away with the ball.
Yeah, I thought so too. Grace Nelson left wing, goes to Lauren Livingston for three, up and in. She's got 16, make it 48-16 streaks, 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Next dead ball, we'll get the TV mask timeout. This is Holke with it. Out high left side, goes to Fernandez. Fernandez on the floor, gives to Adam.
Pioneers have yet to score in this half.
Niehenhaus brings it back out to the center circle. She'll work against Grace Nelson, goes right, gives to Adam out high on the right side. Adam, now top of the key, it goes to Rouse. Rouse to Holke out high right side, working against Lauren Livingston. Fakes left, fakes right, goes back to right. Now stolen away by Kiara Kilgore. Kiara runs it down right side, lays it up and in. And there's the timeout, and it's the...
No.
He did call it.
He called it 30, but...
Now it is the mass timeout.
Oh, okay.
So Kiara Kilgore, she's got 16 as well. 3:51 to play here in the third quarter. It's Galesburg 50. Alleman, 16, you're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Earth date present day. Dave's Auto Body repairs an alien shuttlecraft.
Captain Dave, we collided with a Nimzu orbital chariot. Our scanners show your facility surpasses a replicator in vehicular repair.
Dave's crew springs into action, restoring the craft to intergalactic standards. Commander, we repaired your warp drive and bumpers. There's a lifetime warranty.
Oh, Shimza, Captain Dave.
Dave's Auto Body.
How long is that in light years?
You better call Dave.
Is that candy?
Yes, take some.
Oh, thank the Schwabla.
Talk.
I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe in making room for everybody. We do that in person at 120 North Kellogg Street, where we have two different Sunday morning services, classes for all ages, children and youth ministry every week in safe ways. We also do that at firstumcgalesburg.org with worship services and other online opportunities to connect with God and others. Whoever you are, join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or at 10:30 or anytime at firstumcgalesburg.org.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
3:51 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have been on fire. 11-0 run to start the third quarter. They lead the Alamo Pioneers 50-16. They bring out Kiara Kilgore, Cadence Leidick, Abby Davidson, Grace Nelson, and Lily Hudgens. It'll be Nienhaus to bring it across for the Pioneers. Met by Lily Hudgens, dribbles left, and a near steal by Kiara Kilgore. Nearly had another run out, but it goes out of bounds. Good hustle. And the Pioneers will inbound from the far sideline in front of their own bench.
That one was close to another two for the freshman.
Inbound comes to Rouse. Now it's Nienhaus out high right side. Guarded by Lily Hudgens. Right wing, it goes to Schmidt. Working against Abby Davidson. Dribbles left. Splits the two defenders. Missed a shot. Got her own rebound. Put it up. Oh, man. Put it up. And I thought Kiara was straight up and down. But she gets called for the foul. And Schmidt puts the shot up and in. And she'll get the free throw. She's got 8 in the game now. They get 50-18 as Adam checks in and replaces, Katie Brewer. I didn't even know was in there.
First bucket of the half for the Pioneers.
At the 3:30 mark of the third quarter. Free throw up and missed it. Rebound comes out long, and Lily Hudgens tapped it, goes to the floor, got a scrum. And we're going to have a jump ball, possession arrow points toward the streaks. And guess who's right in the midst of that? Kiara Kilgore.
Right.
Not a surprise. Grace Nelson pushes it up, gives to Cadence Leidick, right baseline, penetrates, puts up the 12-footer right side, can't hit, rebound comes away to Fernandez for Alleman. Gives way to Nienhaus, she'll bring it across in the center circle.
I think Cadence's arm got grabbed there when she was going for that shot, that's why she missed it so badly. It was because somebody grabbed her arm.
Top of the key, three-pointer up and no good by Schmidt, and the Streaks with it. Cadence on the right wing, back out to Grace Nelson on high right side, and she'll pull it out and reset with under 3 to play in the third. Streaks leading 50-18. Grace dribbles left, gives to Lily Hudgens out high on the left side. Mounts for Kiara Kilgore in the left corner. Trapped and dribbles right out of it. Oh, stepped, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds. Yeah.
Only the fifth turnover of the game for the Streaks.
That is pretty impressive. This could be, at this point of a game, I think this is probably the least we've had.
Easily. In the games I've done, yes.
Yeah. 2:40 to play third. Streaks lead 50-18. Right side, this is Rouse. Top of the key, it goes to Schmidt. Thought about the three, working against Abby Davidson. And Rouse just got tripped up and fell. I don't think that just tripped over her own feet, I think. Now Nienhaus with it. Carries it, no call twice.
They don't call that carry anymore.
Oh! Cadence Leidick knocked it away. Thought she nearly was going to have a run out with it as Lauren Livingston and Audrey Peck check back in. Lily Hudgens and Kiara Kilgore get a nice hand from not only the small crowd here, but from the Streaks bench as well. With 2:19 to play in the third, Streaks leading 50-18. Schmidt inbound from just in front of head coach Steve Ford. And it comes in the left corner to Fernandez. Back out to Schmidt, left side. Dribbles into the paint, pulls it back out. Dribbles left, now pulls back out again. And hands off to Nienhaus, left of the center circle, working against Lauren Livingston. Bounces left wing for Fernandez. She'll dribble right. Gives to Schmidt. Avery Schmidt looks over the defense. Right side, it goes to Fernandez. Fernandez on the dribble. Picks up. Looking for help. Got tied up.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Oh, my goodness. Grace, she had to pick up the ball because Grace got her hand on it. And then Grace tied her up and got called for the foul. That is her second. Three team fouls on the Streaks. Schmidt inbound on the near sideline. Backdoor pass
to no one.
To nobody. I don't know if Nienhaus was supposed to be going that direction, but that also could be one of those fatigue things as well.
Yeah.
So the Streaks now will inbound from the same spot she was just in front of us here. Audrey Peck will trigger with 1:53 to play in the third.
Fortunately for all of humankind, physical fatigue starts to become mental fatigue as well at some point.
Yes, it does. Grace Nelson between the circles with it. Now dribbles right. Now back to the left with 1:42 to play. Left wing to Audrey Peck. Out between the circles, Cadence Leidick. Now Grace Nelson on high right side. Back door, Audrey Peck. Wide open up off the glass and in.
Nice ball movement.
Six for Audrey, and make it 52-18 with a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Streaks with a lead.
And also five assists now for Grace Nelson.
Adam out between the circles, out high left side. It goes to Schmidt. Thought about the three, dribbles right. Good defense by Abby Davidson. Now pulls it back out. Now spins into the paint. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Oh, but somehow rebound, or Fernandez pulled down the rebound. Couldn't hit the shot, and then kicks it back out. And it's Nienhaus for three, left wing. No good. Rebound, Abby Davidson. Hands it off to Grace Nelson with a minute to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 52-18 lead. Right wing, Abby Davidson. Is to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Now left wing, it goes to Grace Nelson. Backdoor pass, Abby Davidson. Leans back, puts it up off the glass, and one. So Abby with a basket. Chance at the traditional three-point play. And the foul went against Fernandez. That's her second. Coach Ford brings Rangel back in. Holke as well. Also Katie Brewer, the 5'7 junior. Back in for the streets. Capri Ferguson, Lily Hudgens. As Cadence Leidick, Grace Nelson get a break. 48.7 to play here in the third. 54-18 streaks lead. Abby Davidson, the 6'1 junior at the free throw line, misses it. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Lauren, left baseline, gets bumped by Schmidt, and that's going to be just her first foul. Pretty aggressive player. That's kind of surprising. That's her first. Streets will have it on the left baseline now. Abby Lingenfelter will give Abby Davidson a break with 45.3 to play. I don't know if we'll see the starters again in the fourth quarter or not. Maybe seniors. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't think so, but yeah, you're right. Maybe the seniors will get an opportunity to play for a little bit.
As it's the last game, Capri Ferguson on the dribble. Out high, gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Goes to the right wing, picks up to Abby Lingenfelter. Nice dish down low to Audrey Peck, up and in. Nice high low from Abby Lingenfelter to Audrey Peck. She puts it up and in. She's got eight. Make it 56-18, 25 seconds to play in the third. Schmidt left wing, thought about the three. Now dribbles right, gets under the defense, scoops it up off the glass end. Who are they going to call that on?
It's a nice play by Schmidt.
She scooped it up and under. I'm not sure who fouled her, though. They're going to call Capri Ferguson. I don't know. 10 for Schmidt. That's the first foul on Capri. 18.6 to play in the quarter. 56-20 is the streak's lead. Avery Schmidt at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. As Abby Entoff comes in, she'll spell Capri Ferguson. For Alleman, it is Chastity Colburn, a 5'5 junior.
So Coach Bassett takes Capri Ferguson out, and then Coach Ford's going to press Abby Entoff.
Also in, Megan Rohn, Camellia Schwartzman, two of the other seniors for the streaks, as Lauren Livingston and Audrey Peck go to the bench, and we may not see them again as streaks.
And Abby Endoff pulled a football maneuver there. She just went and just hip-checked 42 Colburn to get free.
9 seconds to play. Abby Endoff near midcourt gets a pick from Camellia Schwartzman. Now lost the handle on it. Goes out of bounds. Streaks turned it over with 4.4 to play in the third quarter. Just the, what, sixth turnover?
Yeah.
Adam to inbound, and it comes to Schmidt with two, drives in the paint and scoops it up off the glass and straight on. Got it at the buzzer. Avery Schmidt, nobody cut her off there. We have played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are in control. It's Galesburg 56, Alleman 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks out for the Pioneers 17-7 in the third quarter. They lead 56-23, and we'll have a continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Alleman with the ball to start the fourth. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being along with us from the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School, final game of the season for the girls, and the Gilbert High boys are up how much?
23-6 after one quarter of play.
So they finally got that game underway, and we're going to be done before they're at halftime probably. Oh, Megan Rohn got called for a foul. I'm not sure. Bit of a touch foul on Holke. That'll be the 15th foul on the Streaks. First foul on Megan. Senior for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Oh, they did stop. Oh, no, they're still no. running. Never mind. The clock is running. Okay.
Yeah.
Ava Morales will check in. She will replace Lily Hudgens, one of the seniors. She'll get a nice hand. I think Coach wanted to get Lily her just due, get her an ovation from the crowd. Alleman finally gets it in on the left baseline to Schmidt. She'll penetrate, goes up off the glass, got it.
She could have a big second half here.
Yeah. She's got 15 in the game, make it 56-25. Abby Endoff on the dribble out high, working against
Lots of pressure.
Now Megan Rohn, top of the key. Nice pass over the top. Camellia Schwartzman high off the glass and in. Nice high-low again. Megan Rohn to Camellia Schwartzman puts it up and in. Make it 58-25. Schmidt, right wing, gives to Brewer.
It's Camellia Schwartzman's first bucket of the season. She's her first 2 points. So we saw
Armani last night.
Yeah, I was trying to think. Somebody scored last night. It was Armani. So her first basket of the season, and now Camellia gets her first. We need Megan Rohn to score now.
Schmidt fires an over. I thought she was on top of the three-point arc, but she was behind it. They give her the three. She's got five in the quarter now. And make it 58-28, 6:20 to play in the ball game. Left wing, this is Ava Morales on the dribble for the Streaks. Picks up, looks for help.
She's got 12 in the half.
Streaks turn it over, tried to get it to the free throw line, got stolen away. Now down the other way as Holke laid it up. No, but a foul's going to go against, I believe, Abby Lingefelter. Yeah, it does go against Abby.
Yep.
Her first, and that's 16 fouls on the Streaks. Clock running, 5:53 to play. Clear Holke at the free throw line. The 5'10 freshman for the Pioneers. First shot is good. Yeah, she's been pretty quiet tonight. Streaks have really did a good job on her.
Yeah, I was expecting big things based on what you said from Tuesday, and she really hasn't done much of anything in this game. That was her third point of the game.
And she had 13 in the game the other night. Armani Rivas, the other Streaks senior in. Second shot up and good for, who was that at the line?
Holke.
Holke, yeah. Oh, there it is. I found it. Yep, so she hits both of them. 58-30, the Streaks lead. Armani Rivas sets the offense, dribbles right, goes to the baseline. She always makes something happen. After sure. Megan Rohn, free throw line.
There we go.
Good. Megan Rohn with the basket. Her first of the season, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
All right, 60-30, Streaks lead. Got showing some range there, too.
Yeah, free throw line. Now we need Abby Endoff and Abby Lingenfelter to score. Izzy Kirsch and Ava Morales also haven't scored. So those
Got
four players. Foul. Capri Ferguson hasn't scored, but she hasn't played much. So
Izzy Kirsch got called for the foul. That puts the Streaks over the limit. One a bonus now for Rouse as Abby Lingenfelter, or excuse me, Abby Endoff's going to check back in. She'll replace Megan Rohn. And she gets a hand. Their Streaks teammates jump up and down and high-five her.
I guess Abby Endoff has scored. She scored during the game against Orion, right?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes.
So maybe then, because these are just the conference scores?
Right. Yeah, those are just conference statistics there. Missed the free throw. Rebound. Izzy Kirsch for the Streaks. Bounces for Armani Rivas. Armani lost a handle on. Now got it back. Gets across midcourt right side. 4:17 to play. Armani dribbles left. Behind the back. Back to the right. Now she pulls it back out and crosses over. gets bottled up there and
quick jump ball.
Possession arrow points for the Streaks. Megan Rohn will check back in. And she'll replace Camellia Schwartzman. Under 4 minutes to play. Clock is running. Streaks lead 60-30. Armani Rivas to inbound from the left baseline. It comes to Abby Endoff. Outside the three-point arc, goes to the wing, picks up, gives Armani Rivas out high left side, fires a three, almost baked it in, gets her own rebound. Good follow on that one. She knew where it was going to miss, too. Goes right, back to the left, picks up, gives to Abby Endoff out high left side. She'll drive to the free-throw line. Now the runner in the paint, no good, but she's going to go to the free-throw line with 3:28 to play and the clock running. So Abby Endoff will go to the line with a chance to the one, or a two-shot foul, excuse me. Rouse picks up the foul. That is three on her, Annie Rouse. Abby Entoff, shot is up. missed the first one. Failure Schwartzman back in. She'll replace Ava Morales for Alleman. Katie Brewer back in. She'll replace Caroline Adam. And, she's one of the three seniors on the Alleman roster. Also in, Lily Beardsley, a 5'7 senior for Alleman. Second shot for Abby Adolf is up and good. 61-30, Streaks lead, 2:44 to play. This is Nienhaus. Right wing gives to Rouse. Now it's Brewer, top of the key for Alleman. Brewer picks up. Right wing, Beardsley fires a three, no good. Rebound off the hand of Camellia Schwartzman. Abby Antoff fighting for it, and it's going to go. They're going to give they're pointing back to Alleman. I thought Beardsley got a hand off. Ava Morales is going to check back in. She'll replace Izzy Kirsch. A lot of stuff going on both ways. And now
both teams in
Nienhaus is going to go to the bench, gets a nice hand. I'm guessing we probably won't see her anymore.
Yeah, it looks like she's done, and she's getting emotional over there, too.
Let's see who it was that checked in for. Inbound comes to Beardsley, looking for help. Now kicks it out to Rouse. Rouse goes to the free throw line, penetrates, gets a shot high off the glass, and only hit the glass. Rebound gets tapped around. Rouse brings it down. Now going to have to call the reach on who? She'd gotten rid of the ball by that point, I think. Abby Antoff gets called for the foul. First on her, and that'll put Rouse at the free throw line with one of them. That's the bad thing about the continuous clock is because now if you're calling these kind of fouls,
right,
ticky-tack stuff, it takes time away from actually playing. Sophia Fernandez back in, and the senior Lily Beardsley goes to the bench for the Pioneers. So Andy Rouse at the free throw line. Chance of the one and bonus. Hits the first. She'll get the bonus.
She went 0 for 1 last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Missed the front end. Minute 13. Clock running. Now Armani Rivas back in, replacing Abby Endoff. 1:04 to play. Annie Rouse. Second shot is up and missed it. Rebound Ava Morales for the Streaks. Gets to Armani Rivas. Armani runs it across right side with under a minute to play. Gets picked from Camellia. Crosses over in the paint.
Wow.
Runner off the glass and in. What a move by Armani Rivas.
She just carved up the defense.
63-31. Streaks lead, 43 seconds to play. Routes across midcourt. Left side bounces for Brewer. Out high right side it goes to Radloff. Haley Radloff in the corner to Rouse. Now this is Fernandez. And what is the call?
Why are we calling tic-tac fouls again, under 30
now,
seconds?
And now the clock's going to run out while she's at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Fernandez. They called Izzy Kirsch for the foul. Now Capri Ferguson, Abby Lingefelter, and Abby Inhoff back in. And the three seniors are going to go out. Now I will give them a hand as well. Megan Rohn, Camellia Schwartzman, Armani Rivas. And I think the coach wanted to just, again, give them their just due by giving their final ovation. And the clock's going to run out while Fernandez at the free throw line makes the first shot. And there's the – oh, they stopped it.
Yeah, they're going to stop it so she can get that last shot in. It'll run after she puts this up.
Second one is up, and that is good for –
oh, they're going to let the streaks inbound.
All right, in it comes to Capri Ferguson. They tried to steal it, but the clock runs out now, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks finish the season with a win over the Alleman Pioneers. Final score, Galesburg 63, Alleman 33. Come back with our postgame show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our postgame stats and also name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win is 63-33. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car's been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory-perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks win at 63-33 over the Alleman Pioneers. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson back at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School. Coach, maybe, I don't know if he'll be in there with them a little bit longer in the locker room, being the last game. Probably so. But, boy, what a nice win tonight. And a good feeling going out. And that's what, you know, we talked about, and that's what Coach Massey talked about for this weekend. One of the seniors to go out with a good feeling, and the younger players coming up to have a good feeling heading into the off season and into next season as well. And we got just that.
Yeah, and it was, like you said, a good feeling is a good way to put it. So you come in, you pretty much dominated this quarter or this game from late first quarter all the way through the rest of the game, and did a very nice job of just going out, doing everything you want in a game if you're Coach Massey, and then on top of it, you get to play your entire bench for the fourth quarter. That's always a nice feeling, too, as a coach, because you want to get all those kids in that last game.
Absolutely, and able to do that, and that was good to see. And fun to watch. They got all the seniors' pictures up on the wall. They're taking them down for them now, and Coach Bill and Coach Rucks getting them down for the parents, which is kind of a neat thing. And yeah, that was actually kind of a cool thing that different. That I don't know that this would have been done in Thiel, honestly, probably not. But that's really cool, big pictures of the seniors that have been on the wall, and some emotion from the parents as well, and understandable. You go through it someday. See their child play, and for some it'll be the last they play. Now for three seniors, Riley Jenkins and Audrey Peck and Lauren Livingston, they're all going to go on and play college basketball. And some of the others probably won't, and some of the underclassmen probably won't when they continue either, but they've got they'll have another year of it. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the season was the way it was, but fortunate that, yes, they did finally get to play.
Right, at least they got to play.
Games. Yeah.
I mean, I hate that mentality that at least they got to play, but, I mean, in this situation, that was a benefit, was them getting the opportunity to play. I would have really hated the alternative of them not getting a chance to even get on the floor this year, which at one point it sounded like might be a real possibility from Springfield.
Yep, seemed like it. All right, so the Streaks won at 63-33. We'll take a timeout, come back with more, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Stats, Dave's Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game, and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. We'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Locks Roofing and Siding Incorporated. For roofing, siding, windows, gutters, or a complete overhaul, you can tackle all your home projects with one call to Locks Roofing and Siding.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser. WGIL Sports coverage of Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on The Laser has been brought to you in part by
Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
You can hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Grace Lutheran Church in Galesburg, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The forecast from the Laser, cloudy with a chance of showers overnight tonight, low of 41. Rain through early afternoon tomorrow with clouds and a high of 50. Wind gusts near 40 miles an hour tomorrow night with showers becoming more likely after midnight, low of 36. Rain and sleet Monday morning, rain and snow afternoon, and a high of 37. Right now it's 51 at Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.
With final stats to Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streak's head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL sports coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show, brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks girls basketball from WGIL Sports on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School. Streaks won it. Final score, Galesburg 63, Alleman 33. Ended up with a continuous clock, and that does it for the season. My goodness, it was a whirlwind, as they say.
Yeah, it was, and unfortunately, there's the valley's got a little low there at parts of the second half, especially when you lose a senior that's such an integral part of the team, and then you have to play without her. But some good experience. Capri Ferguson got some varsity time, which I think that was nice. Grace saw more minutes, which is probably good for her as well in her development going into next year. So those things are good. You try to take the silver linings where you can, and those would be a couple of the silver linings, but a quick season, and the Streaks have to feel pretty good. You finish the season, 12-6?
Yeah.
And you finish above 500 in the conference at 8-6. So those things are positives, and obviously getting to play at all was always probably the biggest positive.
Well, there's always going to be that what could have been had Riley not gotten right. hurt, but also
yeah, you were in the conference race at that point.
Yeah, and then okay, so whatever, you lose one or two games maybe, and then the what ifs become, oh well, what if we would have had a season, a whole, you know, a postseason and everything then. So so either way, you know, some unfortunate things that happened this season, but a good win for the Streaks. And we're joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. What a nice way to wrap up the season.
It is. You know, you think this, we're the second team in Galesburg girls basketball to finish the season with a win. That the one team took third in state, but every other team lost their last game except us. But I just, you know, we talked about just coming out, compete, and be enthusiastic, and I couldn't be prouder of the girls. If you look back of them, you know, back in, I honestly can't remember how things, you know, the dates of when things blurred in, but there was a point where we went literally to practice, and it was the first practice of the season back in November. And, I mean, that's the IHSA said it was the first practice. And we went to it. And then the next day, the Illinois Department of Public Health said that basketball was a dangerous sport, high-risk sport. And so literally we came back the next day, and then that we couldn't do anything that was one-on-one. And so, but they never missed a beat. You know, we did drills where there was no defense and stuff, and just very happy for them that, you know, it's been a struggle the last 2 weeks, and they, I think they just came out with enthusiasm and got the job done.
Well, and it was fun to watch because it looked like once they started roll, it looked like they were having fun too.
Right. They, you know, again, and you know, the same thing's been true all year. Of our, you know, our focus was on trying to be a better fast break team, and you look today, I mean, that was the key of being able to get out and run and, you know, just, you know, it's so good to be able to see them do what they in practice. You know, that last night would have been a horrible night for us to end on. But, you know, I think, you know, a couple examples that really strike me is one is on the fast break, Cadence got it, drives to the basket, doesn't have anything, and reverses it up there. And the bench is really excited for her because they know how hard she works on defense to see her do that. And then late in the game when the three seniors that came off the bench, Camellia scored on a high-low, sealed them and was wide open and scored. Megan hit the free throw at the hit of the shot from the free throw line, and then Armani went through there. I don't think I've had any teams that are more enthusiastic for and supportive of each other than this group has been.
Yeah, and it was fun to see the bench jump up and down when the others scored those baskets. Well, let's talk a little bit about the seniors. You've got three of them. And you know, a lot of kids, their last game, I don't care what the sport is, their last game, their senior year of high school, that's it for any athletics. You've got three of them that are going to be going on and playing college ball. I know they had their signings the other day, and of course, with Audrey and Lauren, and of course, Riley had already signed with UIS. So talk a little bit about those three seniors first.
Well, I think those three, and then you throw in, Lily is still looking at of options.
Oh, she is. Okay.
She may end up playing basketball or volleyball in college. But, yeah, you got first off of with Riley, Jenkins is going to University of Illinois at Springfield, and it's a Division II school, and it's in the same conference with Quincy University, Indianapolis University, and you know, it'll be a good experience for her there. Then Audrey is going to Trinity International that's in Deerfield, and it's an NAIA school. And, you know, excited to see how that turns out for her. And then Lauren is following in Lexi Daniels' footsteps, going to the University of Dubuque, which is Division III NCAA. And it used to be in the Iowa Conference with Coe and Luther and Wartburg and all those schools, and now because they added some schools, a school from Nebraska, they've got a different name. I don't remember what it is, but it's exciting for them that basketball is something that they've had a good enough experience that they want to continue.
Well, and the other seniors, I mean, these are girls that have come and done the work every single day. They've done the work in the off season, and you don't always get the reward of playing time, but you need girls like that to make a team.
Right. You know, there are times when if you have a senior that isn't going to play, it's not always good to have a senior on the bench if they're not going to play. And absolutely with Armani Rivas, with Camellia Schwartzman, and with Megan Roan, that all three of them have been positive in everything that would ask of them. And, you know, I think in terms of leadership, I think Camellia, it's going to be amazing the things that she does in the future, because she's so intelligent, but she is the ultimate teammate in terms of what she's done as far as leadership. She, at a certain point, you know, has known she's not going to get in games. But I guarantee you, and I thought about doing it tonight, and I should have, that she could give you a better scouting report than I would on the teams we play, because she ends up, does the things of watch the film. She pays attention, looks at the scouting reports. And so in practice, she literally, you know, can organize the second group as far as running things. And that's, you know, an example of somebody that's very invested in what's going on.
Yeah, I know. And somebody like that's just going to be successful no matter what they do.
Right. And that's what said to them in there, is that ultimately, you know, with everybody, that one of the, I don't know if you'd say skills or personality trait or what, I think all of us as adults look in our job experiences that you want to work with people who are good team people and stuff. All of us have probably experienced in our jobs situations where we've worked with people that aren't, you know, the best team player, and how much tougher it makes our lives and everything. But hopefully they carry their ability to be good teammates and stay with it.
A couple other interesting observations for tonight. It was kind of neat to see the incoming with the freshman, the outgoing with the senior, Lauren Livingston, both with 16 points, both had just outstanding all-around games. And then looking at your sophomore squad, Coach Rux did a great job. They, you know, from that Quincy game down there, they just had a really awful night down there. And from that point on, that was a pretty amazing team to watch.
They were, you know, fundamentally pretty sound, and a good mix of freshmen and sophomores in that team. And so it'll be exciting. Hopefully, you know, now then the next thing, it's a different thing, because usually we get done and then the kids, a lot of them don't do anything in the spring. Well, now they'll turn around with volleyball. And it's amazing with a lot of the kids, that a lot of these kids have been practicing volleyball all week besides what they're doing. with basketball and stuff. But, you know, what you've said about the frost off, of that's always the job, is that over the next, you know, month or so. And what try to do is connect with different players and stuff and try to get the point across to them that hopefully they have a plan as far as self-improvement and investment, and that they're able and willing to do that.
Yeah, because usually by now the season's over, you've got you know what's going to happen. Here's what we're going to be doing during the summer and everything. You don't know this year still.
No,
you're
don't.
Hopeful, but you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think right now what kind of tinkering with the idea of that we may not have a summer league like we normally did, but what we may do is hopefully we can set it up where I have a limited thing where maybe with here in the field house we can set up three courts that maybe we can get six varsity teams to come in one night and play a couple teams, and then you know, earlier have six fresh soft teams, and so not as many teams, but give our kids an opportunity to play.
Well, Coach, congratulations again. It was a great season. It was a really fun season to watch, you know, through some adversity with injuries and everything, but still fun. And we always appreciate you. You give us a lot of time, and win or lose, doesn't matter. You give us time, and we really appreciate that. I know our listeners do as well.
Well, thank you for, you know, the everything you do, you know, from when you came and covered the Orion game and things like that, and then tonight when I tell you I'll be right over to do the pregame, and
I know,
and
you're
I
busy.
End up, well, I don't know if it's busy or if it's an age thing where you just end up, you don't remember things and stuff, but really, you know, appreciate, especially this year, there's so many people that commented to me about having the opportunity to be able to listen and follow the games, because the Facebook is great, the NFHS is great, but there's no names there, and it makes it hard, you know, following that. So the work you did, there's a lot of people that certainly appreciate it.
Sometimes it makes it hard when I get the wrong name. It's usually the opposing players.
Well,
they,
on radio, nobody's going to know.
That's true. That is true.
I try to call them out.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Coach, you're a happy man today.
Yeah. Oh, very happy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, Coach, again, thank you so much and congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show. Streaks win at 63-33 is the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back, and run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on the Laser.
Today, with pictures and video and our ability to collaborate with the family,
someone's final goodbye can literally be anything they want it to be.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
Whether it's Harley Davidson, the St. Louis Cardinals,
fishing, quilting, singing, or family, we want to find out what your loved one loved.
And then we can create a personalized farewell that really celebrates their unique and wonderful life.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago?
And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it. When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks win it here tonight. 63-33 is the final score as they down the Alamo Pioneers, and the season comes to an end. It's just kind of abrupt, just like Coach Massey said. We're just the second team in Galesburg High School girls basketball history to end the season with a win, and the other time was when they finished in third place at the state tournament.
Right.
So you got that going for you. So yeah, glass half full, right?
Yeah, some history on board there.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a look at some post-game statistics. Streaks with a good balanced scoring attack led by a couple of players with 16 points. The senior Lauren Livingston, 16 points, 3 3-pointers, 2 2-pointers, and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 16 for the freshman Kara Kilgore. She had 6 baskets and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 8 points for Audrey Peck on 4 baskets. 6 points for Abby Davidson on 3 baskets. 3 points for Grace Nelson on a basket and free throw, a traditional 3-point play. We had 2 points for Cadence Lydick on a basket. 2 points apiece for Armani Rivas, Camila Schwartzman, Megan Rohn, all with a basket apiece. 1 point for Abby Untoff on 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Streaks with 4 three-pointers in the game, 9-for-16 from the free throw line. Alleman was led by Avery Schmidt, the junior, with 18 points, a couple of threes, 4 twos, 4-for-5 from the free throw line. She was the only player in double figures, 6.
A lot of those came in the second half after the game was pretty much well decided.
Yeah, pretty much, from late in the third quarter into the fourth quarter.
Right.
6 points for Annabelle Nienhaus, a couple of baskets, 2-for-4 from the line. 4 points for Claire Holke, the freshman, 1 basket, 2-for-2 from the line. Let's see, 2 points for Avery Rangel on a basket, 0-for-1 from the line. 2 points for Sophia Fernandez on 2-for-2 from the line. 1 point for Annie Rouse on 1-for-3 from the free throw line. 11-for-17 from the foul line. 2 three-pointers in the game for the Pioneers. And some of the big stats are going to hear turnovers, but probably the rebound battle. That's going to be a huge one for the Streaks.
Yeah, 14 turnovers for Allman, only 7 for the Streaks. 31 rebounds, though, for the Streaks. 16 for Allman, including a streak advantage of 12-7 on the offensive boards. Allman shot the ball not very frequently. They were just 10 of 31 in this one, 2 of 8 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, got 43 shots up. They were 25 of 43 from the field, 4 of 9 from downtown. On the other hand, we look at the stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Megan Rohn had an assist. Audrey Peck, only three rebounds, which is a little bit of a low number for her, but she did have 4 blocks in the game. Abby Davidson had 7 rebounds to go with her 6 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals to go with Lauren Livingston's 16, so a good game for the senior in this one. Caden Zlidick had 1 steal, but she played some tremendous defense. The fact she ended up with only 1 steal is kind of surprising. 1 rebound for Izzy Kirsch and Ava Morales in their limited time. Kara Kilgore, a great game, 16 points, but she also had 8 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Grace Nelson did what you would ask of a point guard. She finished the game with 3 points, but she had 6 assists, 4 steals, and a rebound. Armani Rivas, assist and a rebound to go with her 2 points. And that's it. The five points for Lily Hudgens was the only stat she put on the board today.
All right. Oh, you know, I even missed her. I didn't even say her. She had a 3 and a 2.
Yep.
I didn't put her finals over there. So, Lily with 5 points as well. Streaks win it here tonight, 63-33. Our final order of business will be naming our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that next. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on the Laser.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on 92.7 FM. The Laser.
Back here at the Fieldhouse, Galesburg High School. This is the biggest crowd we've seen from by the time we usually get done and we're tearing down, it's us and the custodial staff.
Right.
But we've still got a lot of parents and players here, of course, for the last game. A lot of emotion. They're out there having fun now. Lots of pictures being taken. Streaks went to here tonight, 63-33. Finished the season with the win over the Alleman Pioneers. Galesburg finishes with a record of 12-6 overall and 8-6 in the Western Big Six Conference. Well, our final order of business is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, sometimes we do different things the last game of the season. There have been times where we would name all the seniors, and or if somebody just had some kind of crazy, incredible game, we would do that. But, you know, I think it was rather interesting tonight. There was an interesting dynamic out with the old, in with the new. And yeah, these two players, that's really what got the Streaks going. The crunch time was early, and especially in that second quarter when the Streaks tried to pull away. And both of these young ladies one had 10 in the second quarter. The other had 9 in the second quarter. They had 12 and 11 in the first half and finished the game with the same amount of points at 16.
Yeah, we're going to go with the senior Lauren Livingston. She finishes the game with the 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. As Tom said, she had 9 points there in the second quarter. And the freshman Kara Kilgore, 16 points, 8 rebounds, assists, and a steal. She had the 10 points in that second quarter, Tom, but she also had 6 rebounds in that second quarter. So great job by both girls, and just, yeah, an impressive dynamic when you're talking about in with the old or in with the new, out with the old, as Kiara's going to hopefully take the baton realistically from Lauren, because they essentially probably will end up playing the same position, right, ultimately in this offense and defensive setups, because unless Kiara moves over to the point guard spot, you would think she'll be that shooting guard, small forward wing that piles on the points in a hurry.
And the rebounds as well.
Right.
For that matter, yeah. So she has that ability too. So Lauren Livingston, Kiara Kilgore are Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Players of the Game. Boy, what a fun season, quick season, really fast, and a great way to end it, though. I was happy to see the girls come out and end it that way, and you know, having some fun, as we got to talk about with Coach Massey, having some fun, and just really, really supportive of each other as well. So it was a fun way to end it up.
Yeah, and I think you want to go out on a good note regardless, and that's exactly what they did here. They went out, they scored a bunch of points, they got everyone involved, and that's realistically, I don't think if you're Coach Massey, you can draw it up any better than how it turned out today.
Streaks went at 63-33. Want to run down our sponsors as well. Without them, we cannot do this.
Right.
We just don't throw stuff on the air for free. We can't. That's how our business model works.
Yeah.
So our major sponsors, of course, Dave's Auto Body. For years and years, they've been sponsoring the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We always appreciate that. I know the girls appreciate that too. The boys as well on their side of things. Galesburg Nissan, who provides our transportation to all of our road games. That's always a great thing that they do for us. Don't have to do it. Something that really helps us out, and we get to drive really nice cars when we go on the road. That's for sure. Of course, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, celebrating life's legacy. First United Methodist Church, corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. Find them online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Courtright Construction. Kehoe Eye Care. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Yem Auto Group. Go Van Gogh's, the T-Shirt Factory. Templeton Roofing, Office Specialist. Tom Irons Accounting Systems, and the UPS Store. And we thank all of them for being along with us this season and getting us on the air, helping us get on the air, and doing some basketball for you. Also, thanks to Will Stevenson. He's kept us on the air back at the studio all year as our studio engineer, and of course our management, Roger Lundin and Brian Prescott, and we thank them as well. So, boy, this is it. It's just weird. It's just over,
right?
with a win. That's a good way to end it, but it's just a strange feeling to have it over, and that's it.
Yeah, it looks like the boys are going to finish on the same note. After three quarters of play, they're up 57-30 in their game. So, outside of a massive comeback from home, and it looks like both programs are going to end up on a positive note going into the offseason.
Well, don't forget Galesburg Silver Streaks football, first game over on WGIL next Friday night with Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey, and Jake Miller. That'll be Friday night from Geneseo coming up next week. Partner, thanks so much again. I always appreciate the work you do, and had some fun again.
Yeah, we did, and it's always great to get out, do games, and spend some time together, and we do that on the road for sure when I can make it to the road games, and it's always good to cover the girls and get to watch a lot of basketball, and that was nice.
And go Illini tomorrow.
Right.
All right.
And Bradley women, they're in the championship of the MVC tournament.
Oh, really? Okay, well, there you go.
Hoops in the Heartland up in the Quad Cities.
Yep, there you go. All right, well, that's going to do it. Final score, Galesburg ends on a high note, 63-33 over the Alamon Pioneers. This has been Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball on the Laser.
WGIL Sports thanks you for listening to Silver Streaks girls basketball. on 92.7 FM, The Laser.